Have you ever experienced the wonder of the laws of nature and then wondered how these laws came into existence in the first place? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, many believe science is no place to ponder these kinds of questions.
John, science teachers can wax lyrical about the grand mechanism of the universe, but don't dare raise your hand and ask, how do you get a grand mechanism without a grand mechanic?
Exactly.
The good news, a godless perspective does not reflect the history of science, nor does it reflect the position of every scientist.
So science and religion can go together. And when I say religion, we're talking about the Christian worldview here.
Yes, yes. From the beginning, many of the early giants of science, they looked at the world from a Christian perspective. For example, Francis Bacon, Kepler, Pascal, Isaac Newton had a robust Christian faith. Listen to his famous words about the origin of the universe. This most beautiful system of the sun, planets, and comets could only proceed from the counsel and dominion of an intelligent and powerful being.
So clearly, the Christian worldview is not a framework, then, that gets in the way of doing science.
John, it's the framework that supports science. It creates the expectation of order, not disorder. And it prepares us for what we find in the universe, incredible complexity. The current schism between science and Christianity, it doesn't reflect the history of the discipline. But in today's climate, we may have to remind some people.
Alec McClellan is a Christian apologist who helps us understand complex issues in plain English language. And for that, I say thank you, Alec. You can learn more about Alec's ministry at the website reasonwhy.org. Reasonwhy.org. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. That's Reason Why.